Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Matt Rooney is an attorney in New Jersey, somebody who has a tremendous website, someone who's fighting the resistance. It's almost unimaginable. He's behind the Iron Curtain of Phil Murphy, SaveJersey.com. And he's got a lot of stuff this week we didn't have a chance to get to because of Covington about Katie Brennan. Now, you know, if you're a listener, Katie Brennan is the young woman who, for my money, has a tremendous amount of going by the book when you have been a sexual assault rape victim and yet not being heard, being stonewalled by the Murphy administration and by the legal system in Essex County and all these places in New Jersey. Why? Well, because she was doing this against a guy who was important, apparently, to Phil Murphy, allegedly. Matt Rooney joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Matt, thanks very much for joining us today.
Good morning, Dom. Thanks for having me, my friend.
Well, before we talk about Katie Brennan, let's talk about your take as an attorney, seeing this sort of raid and all that. I don't believe you practice criminal law, but as, again, I reference The Sopranos or El Chapo. That's what it looked like today.
I thought The Sopranos analogy was apt, Dom. Maybe I'm a little biased because I'm on this side of the
room. Yeah, that was a great one, wasn't it, when Tony's hoofing it out of there?
Yeah. And look, I mean, I think another angle to this whole thing is naturally CNN and all the other networks are portraying this as, ooh, the latest surprise development, somehow right, demonstrating they're getting closer to Trump. Anybody that's been paying attention to this for a long time is not surprised by the fact that the FBI and the Justice Department are finally moving on Roger Stone. I'm not passing judgment on whether the guy's guilty or innocent. I don't know. That's why we have a justice right system, and that's why there's presumably going to be a trial. But you know, at the end of the day, this was a long time coming, and it's not necessarily a sign that Robert Mueller's getting any closer than Donald Trump. It just signals to me that maybe he's finally cleaning up the last bits of business he's got before this thing winds down.
I agree with you. Now, SaveJersey.com, you did a beautiful job of summarizing Katie Brennan and where we've been or not been. But first, the development this week. So this week now we have another prosecutor, Middlesex, I believe, saying there's nothing here. And there was even some media out there, I think, Matt, of somebody saying, oh, how Mr. Alvarez was wronged here. You know, something like, where does he get his good name? Now Katie Brennan, Essex didn't do it, right? It was Hudson or Essex. And now Middlesex said there's nothing here to go to a jury with.
Yeah, Hudson passed on the case, and now Middlesex, which was directed by our state attorney general to take a look at it after this story was right first broken wide open by the Wall Street Journal, not the New Jersey media, by the way, not a whistleblower in the Democrat Party in New Jersey, not cries from the wilderness from the Me Too movement. It took the Wall Street Journal to come in. Middlesex County said they were going to take a look at it. Now they've said, you know, we're not going to do anything with it. And Katie Brennan's legal team is quite angry about this. They've said that part of their concern is that Katie Brennan was allegedly promised the opportunity to sit down and have a discussion with them about why they reached their decision, and that never happened. So once again, Dom, we're back at what I hope is everyone's obvious concern here. Whether or not this man, Al Alvarez, raped Katie Brennan, we may never know now. Whether or not he's guilty, I'm not prepared to say that. I'm not a member of a lynch mob like some of the folks on the left that want to prejudge people before they have their day in court. However, how Katie Brennan is being handled so callously by the same folks that were ready to throw Justice Kavanaugh over the side of the ship on much flimsier evidence, it's just so fundamentally disturbing. And Katie Brennan actually even gave an interview with the Star Ledger, I think maybe yesterday. And it's a video interview. It's quite emotional. And she said, listen, you know, all you folks that are crying about Trump and Weinstein, where are you now? Where are you?
Yeah, you have a great line in here. There haven't been any mass demonstrations or activism of any kind in support of alleged sexual assault victim Katie Brennan. And she, Matt, by any standard, is much more buttoned up by the book about what happened here and pursuing it than Dr. Ford or any of these other people. So they, it's evidence, again, they don't believe in the standard, but more, they don't even believe in pretending in it, it seems to me, in the Murphy administration.
Yeah, I mean, we were told all women should be believed.
Right.
And they're not following that here. Katie Brennan, for those that haven't been following as closely, I mean, this isn't a Dr. Ford situation where she popped up decades later and made a bunch of allegations, contradicted herself, didn't have substantiation. Ms. Brennan immediately told her husband and I think some friends about this. She contacted the police. She went to the hospital. She moved relatively quickly. So, I mean, does that mean that we should automatically assume Al Alvarez is guilty?
No.
No. But does that mean that we should take her seriously and that there's a lot more to go on here than there was in the case of Kavanaugh and Dr. Ford? Absolutely. And you're right, Dom. If this was a Republican right now in Trenton, in the governor's office, if this was Chris Christie, Me Too and Vox and Huffington Post would be camped out on the statehouse lawn. Cory Booker would be up there gesticulating, screaming for justice, trying to get as much media attention as he can. But it's a Democrat, so they don't care at all about this woman.
Yeah, and even, again, I come back to Katie Brennan emailed and contacted Murphy's wife, who works in the administration and I think is out there as kind of a feminist, and still nothing around it. And smattering of coverage, except for you and maybe one or two others, Matt, across one of the big media states, with a story that jumps right out of what we're discussing, the limits of the Me Too movement. We don't want to be a mob going after people. We don't, right. And I know neither one of us subscribe just because the woman says it. That doesn't matter. It doesn't make it true. Everybody deserves an evidentiary look at this. But boy, on the surface of it, this woman did all that women are told to do.
We hear so much about equality and justice and making sure that everybody is being treated with equity from the Democrats. It's lip service. And this is proof. The most important right you have as an American, arguably, is your entitlement to access to equal justice. And that means that we should be treating these cases with some kind of uniformity. If one woman needs to be believed, all women need to believe, that's the Democrat mantra, then what about Katie Brennan? Where are these liberals? Where are these leftists? Where are these folks with their anatomical headwear that they were running around in for months? This woman needs help. She's
I'll be stealing that. I like that. I'll be stealing that. Hey, Matt, there was another
feel free, Dom.
There's another area I wanted to tell you about. I saw a great quote on this. First of all, the movement toward a minimum wage in your state, in the Garden State, of $15 is moving forward. So one of the
got out of the assembly panel.
Right.
Yesterday.
Yeah. One of the opponents said it would be the end of roller rinks in New Jersey. Now, that may or may not be a big apocalyptic thing, but I wanted to read to you, too, in case you didn't see this, you might find it useful. And I'm going to ask listeners about it. They interviewed a guy named Brian Kuas. He's an East Brunswick waiter. He told the Assembly Labor Committee the day before the testimony, he had to choose between spending the few dollars in his pocket on toothpaste or produce. Okay, that's an awful situation. Here's his quote. I'm out of choices and out of time. How is it I can have food stamps? How is it I can have rental subsidies? I can have disability benefits, but my refrigerator is still empty. And when I'm reading that, Matt, I'm thinking it's because you live in New Jersey and everything is outrageously priced because of all the people who are not productive and getting something for nothing, and all the politicians that are feathering God knows what.
Oh, the Tax Foundation, which is a D.C.-based organization,
right,
just came out the other day and said New Jerseyans pay the most taxes per capita of all citizens of the United States, with three exceptions, D.C., New York, and Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea that there is not enough money to take care of people in the way that they deserve to be taken care of is absolutely absurd, and it's one of the lies of socialism. Governor Murphy's a socialist. His adherents are socialists. They're always trying to convince us that there's just one more rich guy that we can turn upside down, shake out his pockets, and have enough money to pay for the next program. But as that article that you just shared with your listeners demonstrates, Dom, that's not how it works. And with this minimum wage, you and I know what's going to happen here. Every single study that's honest demonstrates the fact that most of the folks that earn minimum wage are not who the media tells us they are. They're college kids. They're folks that are bringing a second income into the home, maybe at the holidays, getting some extra hours somewhere, or it's somebody that doesn't stay in that position long. They quickly move up to management, or they lateral up to something that's more lucrative. So all you're really doing is you're cutting the bottom rungs off of the ladder, and we're starting to see that in places. And you're also seeing folks get their hours cut in places like Seattle, where they're trying higher and higher minimum wages. So
right.
Ultimately, Democrats, the liberals, are going to hurt the exact people that are always crying to us that they care so much about. Take note, folks.
And just think, there might not be roller rinks. I expect a SaveJersey.com special the day of the last roller rink.
We're going to have to do something different for your next birthday, Dom. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Got to come up with another idea.
I like a good roller rink, and Bill's pretty good. The producer Bill here is excellent on the rink, I'm told. So where do we find all things Matt Rooney?
So if you're not too depressed to keep up with New Jersey politics, sometimes it can be a slog, but we certainly need the help. You can find us at SaveJersey.com. I'm on Twitter at MattRooneyNJ, and then, of course, Save Jersey's Twitter handle is SaveJersey.
Good stuff, Matt. Have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us, as always.
You too, Dom. Talk soon.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.